I think we're here. Welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com and click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, cooperate, collaborate, come up and conceive some great, wonderful ideas that may actually help save the planet. Not a bad concept. I'm also published all over the place on the internet, byebyebluesky.com, brian396.com, gadcanada.com, and SMU Love Vet on YouTube. So I'm all over the place. I've actually been getting, I guess, some attention lately, surprisingly, on some of the information. So feel free to access me anywhere you can. Go on YouTube, learn how to make formulations, understand the nature of our assault and what is required to help us remove or to deal with the afflictions of today's times. I'm going to get into something right away. Actually, a couple things, because I get a lot of emails, and sometimes I wonder if we're losing our capacity to comprehend anymore. I seriously do. I think, when you talk to people and then they write you back an email and they tell you they did the exact opposite of what you told them because they seen something on the YouTube or they heard something on the YouTube. I was watching Richie from Boston yesterday. He had something on about the fallen angels and demonics. And he had a little blip there about a guy who actually helped develop Facebook and in the incorporating of artificial intelligence and incorporating of to be able to have the capacity to be able to interpret your thoughts before you start texting on the Facebook, and eventually it'll be a voice thing. And the guy that was involved with the architecture of artificial intelligence said that basically people would have to do a hard cut from the tech, cell phones and everything else. He said the artificial intelligence technology they have right now is so advanced that any salesperson could get on the internet right now and could sound, in fact, very factual, very professional, very truistic in the sense of what they were propagating, even though there was nothing but pure fiction and bullcrap to whatever they were doing. And I've been saying that for a long time, you know, especially with the latest things on the latest supplements that are being sold today, the hydrogen supplements and the C60 and some of the other ones are just garbage. You know, it seems like the health food industry has become a weapon of NASA or the weapon of DARPA or the weapon of the CIA. CIA has bought Whole Foods. You know, that to me, when I heard that they had bought Whole Foods, that gave me a clear and clean notice not to go there anymore. Because you have to understand, DARPA, CIA, NASA are all part of the same big family of experimentation on the general population. And anything that comes from these institutions are coming not there to benefit us, but to exploit us. They are harvesting DNA. The whole system, the global system, is about harvesting the DNA. So when I was watching Richie from Boston and I saw that programmer talk about how the networks today are putting just about anybody out there that can sound so convincing, and yet they're speaking nothing but pure bullshit, fantasy crap, and people are falling for it all the time. You know, one of the biggest things that I can remember back 30 years ago, 40 years ago, we were talking about water, and the only good water to really drink was reverse osmosis or distilled water because it was clean water. it cleansed the body. Now they're talking about this Fiji water because it's got a silica content to it, which causes pollution in the body and causes a form of silicosis, which they're saying it binds with the aluminum. It actually exasperates the poisoning of the DNA in the cells in the body. And then people, the same guy wrote me and said that, oh, I'm feeling these magnetic frequencies. Well, of course you're going to feel these frequencies. Anytime you put something in your body that makes you more transmittable, more receptive, is going to make you more sensitive to the current technology we have today. 5G is a distraction. 5G is about to, is basically talking about the fifth generational development of this tech. The thing that everybody needs to pay attention to is the terahertz frequencies that they have been shooting at us for a long time. And now that these terahertz frequencies are going to go up on a higher level or higher modulation, and they're going to be that much more destructive. What's going on here? Any advice for those starting with a tickle in their throat from Saharan dust blowing over Texas? Oh, Valley fever. Get the iodine going. Normally I would have told you to use bee propolis, but I wouldn't tell you to use that anymore because the bee products would be all contaminated with some form of nano. You might want to use the essential oil of thyme. You might want to also boost the vitamin A, retinol palmitate, zinc, and copper. Get that going every couple hours and for a couple of days until it passes, because valley fever, that if that embeds itself in the lung, that is a monster to get out of the system. So, you know, use these things. You need these powerful agents. I would even tell you to go buy some grapefruit seed extract, not grape seed, but grapefruit seed extract, and start using that in drop amounts. Anything you can do that can impact your immune system to support it while it fights. Up the vitamin C levels for sure. And then continue to use fermented dairy products. Contrary to the horse hockey that they're propagating about staying away from dairy, you only stay away from dairy if you're eating grain, the genetically engineered grain, since none of them are of a non-GMO form. That's another thing too that strikes me odd. That people still, in today's time, 2018, are still believing they can eat some form of non-genetically modified food. How is that even possible today? When the farmlands are completely saturated with the pollen that's being spread everywhere, and not on top of that, we're getting chemtrail fallout on these things, which are leaving nanoparticles embedded in the DNA. I'm not sure how people are thinking today. You know, why, if they are thinking today, you know, we are looking at such a variety, a variance of attacks on our genetic code, on our DNA. The reason why they altered the genetic code of the food supply wasn't because they were trying to get a better harvest. It was to alter our DNA. When they brought in the nanobiology, nanotechnology, the synthetic biology, and they started spraying it into the field and crop, they also were doing that to alter the DNA. When they started firing these frequencies from the towers, from the cell phones, from the iPads, from your computers, from your television, from your radios, you know, from any place where they're emitting some kind of transmission, again, this was designed to alter your DNA. Now, I have a new link on my site. If you get on augmentandforce.com, there's a new site called RNA and AI Integration. You may want to look at this. You may want to study this document. This is a federal mandate where they wanted to take computing. Now, let me throw out something here, a perspective. It's not a fact. There's no real... It's basically a supposition. It's all this is. But those of you who read the Georgia Guidestones and read the Protocols of Zion have read that in the last days, or at one of the protocols or one of the dictates on these stones and on this protocol, was they were going to reduce the population of the planet down to 500 or 600 million people. If you haven't read it, you'll find it by just typing Georgia Guidestones, do a search, and that's what the Georgia Guidestones are saying, 500 million. The protocol designer is saying 600 million. Now, think about this for 1 second. Okay? We're going to get you in a multidimensional frame of thinking here. What would we need 600 million people for? Or 500 million? What would we need people for on the planet, since artificial intelligence can run the whole planet without anybody's input? What would we need 500 million people for? Think about this. The future of computing is going to be using RNA or DNA. Because RNA and DNA can hold beyond terabytes of data, and can operate at an exobyte or a petaflop or an exaflop speed. We're talking doing 50,000 computations per second, and can run what they call a parallel computing, which would require intense resources as far as storage and operation are concerned. Now, DNA fills the criteria. It doesn't require a lot of energy, has massive storage space, and has massive speed to transfer data. Artificial intelligence would require that much power or that much capacity, because now it's running a whole planet, the air, the land, the oceans. That's one of the reasons why you would need 500 to 600 million people. They don't need them to caretake the planet. They need them to be the operating system for artificial intelligence. When you read that document, it may sound a little bit horrendously scary or over the top. But when you read that documentation that's on that site, it's going to be the eye-opener of a lifetime for a lot of you, and it's going to shake a lot of you to your core. And a lot of the so-called ideologies, philosophical concepts, or belief systems that you have is going to be tasked here, because you're going to see that not everything that you've been taught, even in your concepts of what you're thinking, is accurate. Yeah, I heard the loose theory, and I don't buy into it. I think the loose theory is something else altogether. This is about your DNA. Your DNA is worth zillions, not quadrillions, zillions. We're talking, it's your DNA is excessively priceless beyond your belief. When you're driving down, I've heard this now from some places, that if you're in some places, they pull you over for a ticket. They'll waive the fines of the ticket provided you give them your DNA. This is you surrendering your DNA to a system that may actually use you as an operating faction for a network. Okay, that's what this is all about. And when you surrender your DNA, the state now has a record of you, and they can trace you anywhere on the planet with your frequency that your DNA will modulate. Can you imagine that? An artificial intelligence using you, as an operating system. Now again, Richie from Boston was talking about demonics and about portals being opened up with CERN and how demonics can come in. Demonics have been here for a long time. Since the fall of man, they have been among us. They have been corrupting us, corrupting our DNA, corrupting our genetic code, corrupting us on every level. And then on top of that, they've been deceiving us, misleading us, feeding on us, exploiting us, experimenting on us. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is the final takeover of mankind by just reducing mankind to 500 million people and then uploading them into an artificial intelligence for the sake of preservation of a species. You know. So when you're looking at some of this, when you look at that article, you start connecting the dots. Don't just follow the articles and just read them. You know, connect the dots. Look at what's going on today. Understand the nature of what's going on today. How just about everything we're doing is being hijacked. Your DNA is constantly being hijacked. They give you vaccines. They've been putting nano in the food supply. They've been poisoning the water system. The air is loaded with nano. Yesterday, I was having a conversation with somebody about genetics. And a fellow walked down the street, and his stomach had extended about 2 feet in front of his hips. 2 feet, 24 inches outside of the normal range where it should have been. From the hip to the farthest point was 2 feet. That's genetic damage. That's genetic alteration going on. Then I went to a market. I walked into the market, and there was another guy walking in front of me, and his gut stuck out about 3 feet past the hip ratio. That too is a genetic damage going on. Then a woman walked in front of me, and she had no butt. You know, no butt. I'm a male. I look at butts. I mean, it's just a genetic thing that I do. But she had no butt. She had this square, I don't know what you would call it, but she had no backside. There was no curvature to her butt. That's genetic damage. On a cellular DNA, RNA, mitochondrial damage. And that's from the food supply today that we're consuming. We still have to eat. So whatever you're eating, this is why it's important and imperative that you learn neutrality, or you start growing your own things and start changing the concepts of what you've been told is healthy. There is no grain anywhere, North America or Europe today, that has not had some kind of contamination or violation done to it. It either has been irradiated, it has been infiltrated with nanotechnology, or it has been created with genetic, transgenetic, or epigenetic material. There's no way today, in North America for sure, and probably a lot of Europe as well, that you're not getting some kind of genetically modified organism or genetically modified engineered contamination. And as I stated before, the European Ministries of Health has stated that the chemtrail fallout is neutralizing all forms of genetics. There's absolutely no way you're going to be getting anything clean from the market today. This is why it's important that you start learning how to grow stuff indoors. You know. So when we're looking at the nature of what is actually being assaulted, this assault started after the Second World War. After the 50s, people were in total confusion, and they were looking for some kind of leadership. Well, the leadership happened to be demonic and kept misleading the rest of us on this path of insanity. The sexual revolution, when you look at the 1960s and everybody was boinking everybody because it was free sex, free love, and free all this. This was done by design to create different genetic codes, different people breeding with other people who are creating different genetic anomalies. You know, today for the first time, I've never seen this before, but I've seen an albino Asian child. I've never seen a child who is Asian having blonde hair and Asian features and very light Caucasian skin. First time I've seen that. And then when I looked at him closely, his skull had some kind of anomaly there as well. I'm not sure if that was nano, I'm not sure if it was genetics, but this was an unusual sighting, even for me. And it was indicating more and more, as I've been stating in other pods, that as we are cohabitating with each other, having sex and producing babies, okay, I don't know what we're producing anymore. I have no clue. You know, we are bringing things into this planet that have had their genetic code completely disruptive or disorientated. I have no idea what the long-term end result of this is going to be. So this is something that, you know, you might want to really pay close attention to. When you're looking at little boys and little girls, okay, those of you especially who were born in the 50s and 60s, okay, when we grew up, boys looked like boys. They had shoulders, they had abs, they had muscle, they, you know, and they were boys. Today, you look at boys today, and they got boobs, they got butt, they swaggle when they walk, they jiggle and when they wiggle, you know. That's not the normal biological genetic code for men. Women do that. Women have boobs, and women walk, they jiggle. That's normal. That's how they're built, you know. Jiggle, wiggle, here we go. But that's how women are built. Then you're looking at women today, and women are having the traits that men had back in my time. Muscular, lean, you know, hardly any body fat on them, which is not the normal realm. Things have been flipped, you know. Talk to boys, little boys today, they're very temperamental. Talk to girls today, they're very aggressive, you know. That's just the nature of how they are based on what they've been fed and what they've been exposed to, and especially the environments they grew in. So, again, you can see this. You can see also that kids today are born with more defects. Kids, by the time they're 6 years old, have digestive disorders, allergic disorders, pancreatic disorders, liver disorders, heart disorders, you know, brain malfunctioning. Some of this came from birth. Some of this came by instituting more genetic code in these vaccines, adding DNA, adding DNA strands from different animals, adding nanoparticles from to act as a delivery agent, or have contaminants of nanoparticles which get into the body and cause huge anomalies in proteins in the body, causing all kinds of wonderful afflictions or imbalances. You know, so when you get a chance, go to augmentandforce.com, look at RNA-AI-integration. It's at the bottom of the, on the right side, I believe, in the directory of content section. Take a look at that. Take a look at that terahertz link if you haven't. It's going to show you how the terahertz also breaks down the DNA and causes so much breakdown in the tissues and cells in the body that the body is unable to clear the pathway of the buildup. And as a result, the nanoparticles now have all this protein matter and genetic matter that can now integrate with and cause different anomalous things to happen. You see people having these fibers growing out of their skin, or have seen triangular patterns or X patterns, or seeing circles or other things or rashes that are coming out. This is from this effect. First, again, your break been broken down, your proteins have been turned into a broken down matter where these particles can now upload, take this in, and then reassemble the proteins and the DNA to create whatever it wants to. So these are some of the things that you might want to pay attention to. A lot of you are waking up and you're depressed as all get out. Can't figure out, you got everything going for you, you got your material things all in place, you got money in the bank, and you're miserable. Feeling depressed, you feel like, you know, you have no motivation anymore, you're listless, you're just, you know, whatever. This again is frequency targeting, blue beam frequencies, you know. You're getting hit with these blue beam or Li-Fi frequencies all the time. Or you're getting hit with what they call sonogenetics, where sound is hitting you, which is the same thing as the Li-Fi frequencies. But they're hitting you, causing these effects as well. When we're sleeping, when we do finally get to sleep, okay, while we're sleeping, these frequencies are activating those programs in our bodies, causing them to, again, further establish a network inside of your system. So when you're looking at all that's going around today, we are living in 2018. Not 1918, not 1818, not 1718, 2018. And they were talking about bringing one of these AI systems online in 2018. We already are seeing artificial intelligence running the planet, running the military, running the banking systems, the financial institutions, the power grid, the food supply. Notice that your foods in your grocery stores, the variety of foods that are coming into the stores are minimal. And you notice that when you buy a lot of the fruit, especially, that the fruit, when you get home, goes bad in about 2 days. Did you ever think that the Li-Fi frequency in the stores is keeping that programming deactivated until you buy it and get it home? Just a thought, you know, just a concept for you to think about, a perspective. Did you ever, I went to Costco 3.5 weeks ago, and I bought this grapefruit, because we don't have grapefruit where I'm growing. And the last time I really had a really good grapefruit was when I was down in Arizona, because you could pick it right off a tree. I mean, they had grapefruits all growing everywhere in Arizona, in Phoenix, where I was at. I thought, man, you know, and then people were buying grapefruit at the grocery store. I mean, I couldn't believe this. It was so hilarious. But anyway, the grapefruit doesn't taste bitter or sour. It's a very sweet-tasting fruit if it's left on the tree long enough for it to grow properly. Man, you can get addicted on grapefruit. Anyway, so I bought this grapefruit from Israel. That's where it came from Israel. Got it home in 2 days, and I checked the bag before I bought it. There was no mold, there was no fungus, there's nothing inside. It was clean. I got it home in 2 days, the grapefruit all molded out. I had to throw the bag away. Then I thought to myself, what was in that grapefruit that activated that program? What was in there, you know? You have to start thinking in these terms. Like I stated before, your DNA is the prize. Your DNA is the operating system they're looking for. My other perspective, and again, it's a perspective. It's not a fact, just a supposition that I'm throwing out there, again, to get you to wonder and think. My thought was, why were a lot of us hit with the nanopoisoning? Why did it manifest with some and not others? And now others are getting the manifestations. And I said that would happen eventually. Everybody will feel the wrath of this. My thought was, the reason why they are hitting us or targeted us was those DNA strands that would be able to survive this disorientation from this technology would be harvested later on. That's, again, that was my thinking. And those that have died, their DNA would have been harvested so they could even develop more anomalies to afflict the general population. So again, when you're thinking in terms of the military-industrial complex, think in these terms. They don't care. There are 7 billion people on this planet, supposedly. Supposedly. If you die, there are 6,999,999 other test subjects to be utilized. That's how they see it. What is good sleep herb? You know what? I don't even bother with the herbs because none of them seem to work. Kava doesn't do nothing. Valerian doesn't do nothing. I just had a guy contact me who was using Valerian that did nothing. I'm giving people vitamin niacinamide, has to be in every formula. So niacinamide with either melatonin, 5-HTP, tryptophan, glycine, taurine. These would be utilized more so. And GABA. GABA was the other one. Niacin and GABA is a pretty good one. Niacin, glycine, niacin, taurine. These seem to have the most effect, or the best, the highest percentage of the effect. Now, if B3 is not in that mix, no matter what you take, chances are you're going to have a minimal impact for sleep. You know, so so again, we're looking at. Why is it not going bad in the store? Okay, the question I got here, I see that. As soon as we take the home food, it goes bad fast. Why is that going bad in the store? Because the Li-Fi in the stores, take the yellow lenses with you when you go into the stores, any store. You will look at the light and you'll see a green hue. That's your blue beam project. Okay, that's your blue beam hitting your food supply. It could be because that Li-Fi is deactivating the program in the food. You get it home, it spoils almost instantly. Or there's something in your home that's being released, that could be also causing this to happen. They're talking now of turning the elements, and I'm sure it's already been done, to turn the elements into some kind of harmonic that you can actually hear the frequencies of the elements. In order to understand that, what that is saying, that's telling you that they can now target anything. It puts out a resonant frequency that we can now hear. We can hear the sound of what gold sounds like, or what silver sounds like, or what iron sounds like, or what titanium sounds like, or silica sounds like. And if we had that kind of technology, we could aim it at our bodies, and we'd be able to pick up in with this signaling program. You'd be able to see exactly what kind of metals are in your system. And always remember, the heavy metal poisoning that they are talking about is not talking about a big chunk of metal that's inside your body. We're talking about concentrations of nanoparticles that are embedded in the cells. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're dealing with. That's what is happening today. And we're not dealing with just sort of some strange anomaly today. This is becoming the norm. You know, the infected people are becoming more and more infected or afflicted. You have to recognize, when you look around you, a lot of you young people will not know what I'm talking about. You haven't been around long enough to see it. A lot of the older people will understand what I'm talking about. When you look around you and you see so many people sick and afflicted, you know, this was not the norm when we grew up. I'll give you something that happened the other day. I woke up, it was Sunday, and I put my yellow lenses on and I looked outside, and all I could see was a green hue. And I thought to myself, what happened to our sun? Why are we emitting such a green hue in the light? And then it dawned on me, because we were having what I call a radiation heat wave. When it gets extremely hot, unbearably hot, and the heat doesn't feel like the sun, but some sort of real hot, discomforting hot, that's satellite being transmitted. They have a satellite called the sun. The United States has one, and Russia has one. And they go all over the place, all over the planet, and this is one of the things they're using to genetically engineer the weather. So this is something you can look up. I actually have a copy, so if you want the blueprints, I can show you how to build one, since I have the blueprint. Some things you're going to see, you know, get the yellow lenses, you know, if you got a yellow and orange combination, that's even great too. You'll see better. Your computer, when you take a look at it, you'll see a lot of green. I got a blue screen, and there's a lot of green coming from it. Look at your cell phone. Look at your iPad. You know, look at the fluorescent lights. Look at the CFLs. Somebody contacted me today and said that they went and bought some light bulbs, but they said they had to order them on eBay. I would encourage you to do it as well. Get the tungsten light bulbs. Replace the CFLs. If you got fluorescents, you may want to change them over to a regular tungsten. Or incandescent light, so that you are not being spied on in your own home. Okay, this is something that they're doing all the time. If you got any of that technology, you have Li-Fi going through your home. They can pinpoint exactly where you are in the house. Can you imagine that? You're in the washroom, you're in the bedroom, you're in the kitchen, you're in your basement, you're in the garage, whatever. Talk about, personal space and freedom. Gone out the door. All right, let me talk about this. I've been telling you guys for years not to use certain technologies with this artificial intelligence or this nanobiology that we've all been afflicted with. I'm going to read you something. Somebody wrote me today. A guy came from Tacoma, Washington. This is what he wrote me.
I spent all this time thinking I'm being proactive and ended up just effing myself when I started looking into this. I was able to comprehend everything and spend hours researching, tried a few different things until I found Spooky, and it seems to take care of the symptoms, and then it adopted about a week later. The people at the forum seemed genuine and knowledgeable, a great relief after the doctors wanted to give me Xanax. They put a lot of work in this protocol. It goes on for 245 days, so I figured I may as well do as much as I can and order 3 more of the units. Plasma wasn't strong enough for me because it was getting worse, so I figured it would be a good idea to use a bifilar mag coil. This will amplify a field. So I could run the frequencies using a scalar standing wave, which was supposed to be 100 times stronger than the spooky boost. By this time, my head really doesn't work so well anymore. And I have the whole community chiming in, probably the most popular thread. My symptoms will go away and come back, then some posts. I go to look at the information. Somebody posted my information. Tony Pantelorescu, the dangers of nanoparticles to your health. I go look at the information you have gathered on the nanopoison subject, and I can see that while these people may have their hearts, they don't have a clue. Unfortunately, well-wishers and guessing games can do screw all or F all for me in my current predicament. 5 days with all the spooky rigs turned off, and I'm able to communicate in somewhat understandable manner for the first time in months. It's really crappy because I can't understand the research, and the world is headed to where I am right now. We are in a lot of trouble. This thing tricks you into giving it everything it wants. It dumbs you down so you can't fight back. You start looking to everyone else for answers that someone I have never been. It has to affect your judgment and reasoning. The spooky would just turbocharge it, and then it would play dead for a few days and come back full force. I have a freaking smart skin right now. I black mist the travels around my body. I'm hearing music and planes going overhead when there are no planes. I've been doing everything to feed it, thinking I'm hurting it. I was drinking 75 drops a day of 35% food-grade hydrogen peroxide because the hydrogen molecules can be released into the system with a terahertz frequency, and it will amplify the effect of the terahertz, which then will cause more breakdown of your DNA and your genetic code. I have this crap all through my teeth. Every one of them is not noticeable yet, but it's an indestructible string, and that's your carbon C60. Carbon or graphene is 100 times stronger than steel, 3 times stronger than diamond, and they got another product, molecule called carbomer, which is even has more strength than the carbon C60. It's in my eyes, like really in the blue of my eyes. I think this is where the holograms come from. I can look at anything and have turned it into cartoons. I'm just now able to look at the computer screen without feeling like something is trying to jump out of my head. It will take my eyes bulge out, muscles pump up. I might have said this before, but I feel a little saner now, so I'll repeat. I force people to look at the stuff on me, and I go to show them, and it will disappear. So now I'm like the boy who cried wolf. If anything were to really happen, people would just roll their eyes and say there's nothing there. Because this thing does have a stealth technology. Okay, I have pulled threads out of my body full of rings, and when I'm looking at them with a scope, if the scope is angled a certain way, I can't see part of the material. It literally disappears because it bends the light. He's telling you the truth. I would sincerely appreciate you could inform me on what I think I should do. Everyone's just running around promoting theories, and some poor soul like myself will take these people at their word. Well, I refuse to call myself some poor soul. I thought that if people didn't ask me money, then what reason do they have to steer me wrong? I can think of a million reasons now. This is not looking good for humanity. This thing just wants to wear you out to the point that you feel resisting is just being difficult. So why not just stop it causing trouble and comply? Not knowing what else to do, I've just been filming for thousands of hours, but the tech has probably tricked me, so I could just charge it up. Only thing I've kept up is the ascorbic acid solution and the baking soda and the teaspoon trisodium mouthwash, and then and the salt every morning. The ice packs and pink salt and sock with turpentine or thyme has given me some relief. That's the salt extraction. I just get high-powered PMF unit for the bipolar coil and switch that to make a mono coil. to work with the PMF. I haven't touched it yet. You're the only person I found that has done the research and moreover are actually dealing with the same problem I am. I would never usually take advice from people that just haven't gone through it, through what I have been, because it's just speculation. I can't let myself off the hook and say the disease made me do all this crap, and it's not my fault. I got myself in this situation. I can sure as hell try to get myself out. The doctors ain't going to help. Matter of fact, they're probably part of the problem. They tell me this is shadows, no more videos. What an arsehole. I am, why you something? Okay, I read that to you because goes back to the guy from the YouTube who designed the AI system, that you got people out there who are doing a theatrical show, and they're getting you to take things and do things that are going to perpetrate your DNA becoming more susceptible for collection. You know, so when we're looking at what's out there today, we are no longer dealing with the status quo. We are dealing now with things that are advanced genetically, biologically, technologically advanced, and they've integrated these things together to form a more compound, complex, concentrated impact on your DNA. The process that's been going on has been slow, steady, and in the shadows. Now it's becoming more and more prevalent. Pay attention. When you see people are showing you markings on the body, I've got those white spots from the terahertz frequencies from the damage it has done to me. When you start seeing this, don't think that it can't happen to you. It's probably going on right now. Your insides is networking. These particles are networking themselves, integrating with your genetic code and your DNA. And when the right time comes, when the right frequency modulation hits your body, it's going to activate these in a more ultra impact than you've ever had. When we're looking at what to do about this, you can shield yourself the best you can. You can paint your walls with lead paint. Paint the outside and the inside. If you can't paint the outside because you're just renting, you might want to, again, just do the inside. Don't go advertising what you're doing. Be wise as a serpent, innocent as a dove. If they're assaulting us, then you have every right to defend against the assault. Keep that in mind. When you understand the nature of what we're being violated with, you're going to start looking at different things, vortex, toroidal fields, bipolar coils, coils. When I look at Tesla, Tesla was a targeted individual. When I look at the technology of the coils that he had and the coil that would shoot the electrical static discharge, that was being done on purpose so that any frequency that would assault him would get scattered with the static. And that's the kind of thing you need to be building and placing around your home. You need to shield your windows because your windows are going to be the most vulnerable point. This will give you some relief when you're in your home. Some of you are concerned about the lead and the toxicity of lead. Seriously, are you going to lick the walls? Are you going to be chewing on the walls? Are you going to be drinking the paint down? Then the chance of you having lead poisoning is going to be nominal unless you're directly exposed. This is about the only thing that's going to deaden everything. You can also use iron oxide and aluminum oxide mixture and paint the walls with that. You're still going to have to maybe ground the walls. If the outside is brick, that in itself will diminish the frequency. You may want to put a ground on the outside as well as the inside to disperse the impact. But you may want to paint the inside for shielding. Lead is a very dense material and it blocks a lot. It will block radiation, uranium and plutonium. It should block just about anything else going on. You might want to start incorporating more saturated fat. Do not use omega-3s. That has been the biggest concept of BS ever put in the health food industry. When you're watching the people in this industry perpetrate and sell a product out there, hang on to your wallet. Do the investigation. Don't just do a Google search. It's just going to tell you the sales pitch. You know, these guys are coming out in the air and selling you all these things. Research it. Look at how does that material react with terahertz frequencies. One of the ways to do the research. How does this material respond with frequencies? What frequencies can cause it to react? What does it combine with that can be, make it toxic? This is how you got to look at this information today. Don't just buy, oh, it's going to make me look younger. It's going to give me, look at how, what can be combined with it to create a toxicity. That's how you study. That's how you research it. Because we are being exposed to whatever. We're not just, you know, living in a clean environment anymore. We are being in a toxic environment. So anything you take can have a negative impact on you. And so this is why you need to understand how to detox so you don't have to, you neutralize or negate the negative impact that can be applied to you. Before I go on, you got the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Again, this is a network that you should be supporting. Giving you shows like this, give them your support. Ask what not your activists can do for you, but what you can do for your activists. Help them out any way you can. You got Bye Bye Blue Sky, Gag Canada, Brian396, AugmentedForce.com. Places you might want to go check out for information. Places you might want to see what's going on. Get the full story. Get the full scoop. Look at those links that everybody's putting out there. Actually read them. Learn to discipline your brain so you can actually read and understand and comprehend what is going on. Have a hard look at what the reality of today is. My site, you also have a catalog link. Feel free to access that catalog link. I do consultations as well. If you need anything out there that we're talking about, I do make a lot of these things. There may not be listed, but I do make things. I do make the triangles. I've got a mini and a regular one. I do make the bucket. So if you're interested in any of these things, again, feel free to contact me. Again, independs@yahoo.com. Or you can give me a call at 519-977-5351. Do your homework. Do your homework. You know, if the medical field is telling you something is good for you, start investigating how it's going to impact your DNA. Don't just take any vaccinations, even if it's for free. Free vaccines means, you know, you've just handed over your DNA to them. I want to know, too, about the swelling eyes. Okay, somebody asked me a question. What's the reason for the swelling under the eyes? I get this white dot too. Well, the swelling under the eyes is basically the nano in the eyes. You're producing biofilm. You're walking in dust. You know, get yourself a green laser. Go outside at nighttime and fire the thing. Then you could and put the laser at ground level. Put it on, you know, hold it on top of the concrete. And look at the particulate dust that it's breaking the beam. You know, we are at ground level with this. When you're looking up in the sky, it's not just there. It's right here where we are. You know. So when we're looking at why you have issues going on with the eyes, another reason, too, is because if you're not wearing the yellow lenses and you're in front of your computer, that blue beam is activating the program in your eyes. Since I've been wearing the yellow lenses, the stuff has been falling out of my eyes with hardly any effort. Plus, I do my own pulsing as well. But that has made a big difference. You know, you have to understand, you got to start thinking activation, DNA violation, saturation of programming to impact your DNA that has to be turned on by a frequency. You know, This is what we're dealing with today. If you're going to grow things, start seriously consider doing an indoor operation to minimize the contamination and to maximize the nutrition. Okay? You have to start thinking this way. You have to start looking that frequencies we're being hit with are designed to activate programming to further corrupt our DNA. And that may be freaking you out for some of you, but guess what? We are in 2018, and this is basically 1940s, 1950s technology they're using on us today. Imagine what else they've got. And understand something else. Anything coming out of the military-industrial complex that's being perpetrated as something beneficial is basically an experiment waiting to happen, and they need live human test subjects, and you happen to volunteer. So when you go to the doctor and you say, "Doctor, I don't feel good," and they do the blood work and the samples and everything else, that information goes to the military-industrial complex, and what you get is a placebo or a medication that paid the doctor for his time, does absolutely nothing for you, and this is the reality of today. You know, don't fall for the schemes of the YouTube. Don't get caught up in the dramatization where you got a deflector on one side, a guy speaking on the other side, and she is controlling the conversation, and every time the guy gets into a pickle or puts himself in a corner, she comes out and diffuses the conversation, so then you're talking about another topic. We are in that kind of deception. This is about as demonic as we've ever seen it, and it's going to get worse unless you snap out of this and start forming a more perfect union. It wouldn't hurt to have a one-on-one with the Great One on a regular basis. It's just not a bad idea. We are dealing with those kind of forces today, powers and principalities. That's what we're dealing with. And these powers and principalities are out to get your DNA. They are out there to have an operating system run at your expense. That's where we're at today. That's what's going on. Look at that information, augmentinforce.com. Look at it. It's called RNA AI Integration. Wait till you see that document. Have a good look at that. It's been colored. It's been dissected. It's been commentated. If you can't do it all at once, read it in bits and bytes. You know. I would probably tell you to download it, you know, read it in bits and bytes. You know, we are looking, like I said, when you look at that, it's going to make you ponder. Yeah, don't do any tests. Don't do that. Do not surrender your DNA for nothing. No tests. Nothing. This is just to collect your DNA. This is the hijack. Do not fall for that kind of stupidity. Oh, we'll test your DNA. We'll tell you what's wrong with you. Blah, blah, blah. Leave that alone. That information will go to those people who are collecting the DNA. And it won't be for your benefit. You know what I mean? So again, don't fool with this. These are the type of traps that they've ensnared. These are the type of traps that they produce. These are the type of traps that they're looking to collect you. They're looking to get you. You know, they're coming to take you away. Ha ha. Remember that? It's your DNA they're going to take. You know, keep that in mind. Your DNA is worth life itself. And through the DNA codes, you can basically understand how life works. Imagine an operating system using you as the material for DNA. Something, well, you know, to think about. Now think about this real quick before we go. Aborted babies. Aborted babies. Where did all that DNA go? Harvested babies for DNA. Where did it all go? Who's using it? Who's implicating it? You know, who's initiating it? Think about that. Aborted, you got to remember, 1960s, we had a boing fest. Everybody was boinking everybody. Different cultures, different races, different everything. Okay? For all you know, you boinked a shapeshifter. Babies were being produced that nobody wanted with all that genetic code. And that's been going on for over 50 years. Where did that genetic code go? Who's using it? What's being done with it? Something to make you go, All the people that have died in the last 50 or 60 years, what happened to their DNA? You know, when they have you sign those cards that you're going to donate the organs, you know, that's your genetic code. That's DNA. You know, organ transplants, blah, blah, blah. That's all DNA. You know what I mean? That's all DNA. So who got that material? And what did they do with it? Was it utilized to create these new and wonderful diseases that we've been inflicted with? Has it been used to integrate with a machine? Is it part of the program material that we're looking at today? We know it's being put in the food supply. Artificial natural flavor has to do with baby aborted baby proteins, which is what? DNA. Yeah. That's all DNA. You know, all of it. And what happens when DNA mix? Your DNA mixes with somebody else's DNA. Normally, when your DNA is mixing with somebody else's DNA, you're producing a baby. What happens when now it's being injected into a person's body? What goes on? What transpires? What happens when you hook that up to a machine? How does the machine function? Does it feel or think it is whatever? You know, these are things that I want you to start to think about and bring yourself up to speed in regarding to what they're doing. What would they do with my DNA? Aragula, they would use your DNA for an operating system. They would incorporate it into artificial intelligence. If your DNA strands were functional, they would, for that purpose, that's what they would do. They would integrate it into that. If your DNA wasn't functional, they would study your DNA and maybe possibly create diseases from using your DNA strand. See how they could integrate maybe a virus with your DNA to create a super virus. You know, you could use it for all kinds of things, you know, biological warfare. They could take your DNA and turn it into a protein that, again, could be put in the food source as a flavoring agent. Lots of things can be done with it. You know, your DNA could be used against you as a weapon. Your DNA modulates at a certain frequency. So let's say I wanted to find where you are. You could be driving down the road. You don't even have to have a cell phone. The artificial intelligence could pick up your DNA and pinpoint exactly where you are. That's how targeted individuals can get targeted as well. Like I said, you got to start thinking 2018. Quit thinking 1970, 1980. We are no longer there. We were being manipulated very heavily during that time. You know, we've been brought down. Down because of it. So hold on a second, see what's going on. So again, think about this. Think about what's happening here. I'm not sure what's going on here with the show here. Should have been done by now. Anybody home? Hello? Is the Phantom of the Opera gone? Anyway, I'm going to let the show go because I got to get going. Can we use raw milk and coffee instead of cream? No. Okay, coffee and milk does not, they react and create a different chemistry. Not something, coffee should be drunk black. Not with cream. And not with, well, you can use it with fat, but not with dairy. It creates a different reaction. All right. I think somebody's left the station, so I'm gonna terminate the show because I gotta get going. But anyway, we will see you Thursday, and we'll talk more about these subjects. But in the meantime, check out the sites, look at what's going on, again, bye bye Blue Skies. Facebook may be down because she did get targeted very heavily. So those of you who are looking for her Facebook may not see it. Not sure what's going on with Suzanne yet, but we'll find out as soon as we can. But till then, keep it rolling, keep it going. So we'll see you Thursday. Take care.